In Jesus' name, amen. Give us today our daily bread. This is a rich and overwhelmingly strong image, especially for those of us who love to bake bread or even love to eat. Bread, food, real estate agents encouraging sellers of homes to bake bread before holding an open house. At least one St. Louis business calls itself Daily Bread. And of course, there is the St. Louis Bread Company. Bread, food, the staple of life and nutrition. Bread, food, a good and necessary thing. Bread, food, in a fallen world. One factor, I suppose, that contributes to over two-thirds of the LCMS clergy having a body mass index of 25 or above, and one-third having a body mass index of 30 or above, which is fairly heavy, actually. Food, a staple of life, like everything in a fallen world, capable of being used negatively and in unhealthy ways, but also necessary for survival, necessary for nourishment, indeed, necessary for life itself. No wonder that Jesus encourages us to pray, give us our daily bread day by day, looking to the Creator as finally the ultimate source of all of life, the ultimate source of everything that sustains and nourishes us in body and mind and soul. The ultimate source both for those who know the true God and those who know not God. This basic and profound truth, now try not to giggle, God the Creator is the source of my pretzels, the source of my chips, the source of my pizza, the source of my tenderloin, the source of my bananas, the source of my grapefruit, of my asparagus, of my Brussels sprouts, my lettuce, my tomatoes, and all the food that encourages me and gives me life. I say all that because I like food, but also because the daily image, the daily bread image, is so profound that we can get stuck on bread and miss the fuller meaning of the petition, that God the Creator is the source of all food. So if you'd like to take a deeper spiritual turn, look your Brussels sprouts in the face and thank God for them. Seriously, grace at meals is one way to open this up, but one way to help expand the issues is to be thankful not just for bread, but specifically to be thinking about other food. It may be a bit uncomfortable or silly, but give it a try, allow yourself to smile, and give God the glory for God's wonderful creation of all things that nourish us. Yet it goes even further than food, for daily bread implies all of God's gifts that nourish us. Look at the list: food, drink, clothing, shoes, house, home, land, animals, goods, money, a devout husband or wife, devout workers, devout and faithful rulers, good government, good weather, peace, health, self-control, good reputation, good friends, faithful neighbors, and the like. Luther was a holistic theologian whose Christ embraced the entire world. This idea deepens our spiritual life. So if I were your spiritual director, and you ask me for spiritual encouragement related to thankfulness to God as the Creator and giver of life, I direct you to this petition and for a week ask you to think about something else than bread when you pray it. For at least a week, think of something else or someone else other than bread that is truly nourishing to you in life and health. And then next week, insert something else. Give us this day positive relationships with others in the body of Christ, for we know that positive relationships strengthen immune systems, and immune systems keep us well, and that's nourishing. Give us this day a positive marital relationship, same deal. Give us today good government. These are all things that nourish our whole self, and when we pray the petition, if we make it as part of a spiritual discipline to insert in our minds something else which nourishes us other than bread, we have expanded our understanding of this petition and have at least given ourselves an opportunity to grow spiritually. I'd encourage you to do this, for it can deepen your sensitivities to the graciousness of God and of God's abundant gifts. We pray in this petition that God would lead us to realize this and to receive our daily bread with thanksgiving. It is this all-encompassing thankfulness for which we pray in this petition to learn. And now I'll tell you what my substitution is for the week. My spiritual turn here at Give Us Today Our Daily Bread, beginning this day and for the next week, is a combination of devout workers and good friends. In short, in my petition, Give Us This Day our Daily Bread, I become thankful for all of you. For indeed, in my life, you too, in our relationship in the body of Christ, are my daily bread. Amen.